Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm Becky Streepy.
And I'm David Streepy. This week we're talking about Good Catch fish burgers and brunch from Bomb Biscuit Company. We'll also eat the all-new, all-vegan 7-Eleven hand pies that an amazing listener sent in for us to try.
Yeah, we will.
Wow.
I know.
We haven't even eaten dinner yet, and we're eating dessert first?
I had dinner.
Are we? Okay. Why did you eat without me?
Because I'm leaving right after this.
To do what? Exactly.
Listener, exactly. This was a trap.
Exactly.
Did you know those coins that he gave me are collector's items and he's trying to get them back?
Did you know those coins are not real?
What?
Yeah. Little peek behind the curtain.
The curtain.
Little peek behind the curtain.
Dave.
I'm fine.
Tell me more about that.
What?
The curtain. Talk about the curtain.
What are you pointing at?
I got to get the box for the fish.
I'll get the box in a minute.
Okay.
I'm sitting right by it. You don't need to worry about this. It's been a while since we did this.
Yeah.
I really don't know if we have time to record a podcast anymore.
I know. I'm starting to wonder.
I really don't know if we do. And I don't like skipping episodes. I know we said we were going to do that last time.
Yeah.
But that's stupid.
Is it?
To do.
I think it's fine.
I don't know. I think...
Podcasts do that all the time.
What podcast? Name four.
All the podcasts I listen to, of all the podcasts that I listen to, most of them did not put out an episode last week.
That was a holiday week.
And they'll do it also if they're busy.
I just don't think that that part is true.
Sure.
Name four.
Urgent Care does that when they're busy.
Who is else? That a real podcast?
Yes.
Can you turn me down? I'm super hot.
Yeah, you are.
All right.
It's Mitra Juhari and Joel Kim Booster.
Okay, yeah. No, I love them, both of them. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're very funny.
Let me just take a look, see.
Don't listen to that podcast, though.
Cool People Who... Oh, no, they don't do that.
Yeah, no, they don't do that. They're professionals.
High and Mighty does that.
No, he does not.
Yes, he absolutely does.
Not true. He's professional.
Gossip Kings do that once in a while.
When?
When they have to, or they'll put out an old one. Best Friends sometimes will put out an old one.
Should we do that?
They'll re-up an old one. Listener, would you want us to do that?
What a nightmare.
Pick out an old one to
We should do that.
Feed?
But we should do record an intro where we criticize it. We give like things to look out for. This is where we no-anded, no-butted each other. This is where, you know. So we're learning. We're growing.
Yeah.
I think it's better to hear this than it was.
Yeah.
I don't think it's good to hear this.
Now hear this.
To listen to this.
Yes.
To hear this.
I agree.
You can hear it. I think most people hear this and don't listen to it.
Yeah, it's probably
even,
true.
Even quote-unquote listeners. They're not getting us.
They're hearers.
They're not getting us.
But do you really, like, get Talkin' Tofu?
Well, if you listen, you would. And that's why I'm like, if you listen, you'll be a single time listener.
This is making me think about the episode of Buffy that I was just watching.
Oh,
where Cordelia's dating a college guy, and so she's reading an article about how to talk to men, and the woman says, listen closely and laugh at everything they say. And so the guy asks her a question, and she just does this really fake, like,
so are you saying that's what you're doing to me?
No. And all this talk about hearing versus listening. And then later on, Buffy asks a question and she's like, I don't know because I was so busy listening. I didn't hear what they said.
Hey, do you want to do a Buffy update?
Sure, a Buffy.
You want to talk about date? Want some Buffy Bites?
Yeah.
Because it's a vampire show.
Buffy Bites. Yeah,
right.
That's it.
It's time for Buffy Bites. Something like that. It's just Amy's alternatives all over again.
I like it.
I don't know. Well, spoiler alert. I don't know that Buffy Bites is going to be a regular segment.
No, probably not.
Because I don't know if I'm going to continue watching this show.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Dimsum Kitty, you sent a very nice letter. Are we reading that one today?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
We will read it in the future, but not today.
Okay. I am through season one of Buffy. Mm-hmm. I've watched the full season.
Yeah. Have you started season? You have, because you told me you watched one.
My next sentence was going to be, I'm a couple of episodes into the second season.
Yeah.
I have just finished the episode where he Frankensteins his a girlfriend, where creepy photo boy, and let's be honest, all the boys are creepy. I think that's such a big problem I have with the show, is that all the boys are pretty creepy.
It is the 90s, and they're high school boys.
I know.
So I feel like it's pretty accurate. It felt accurate to my experience.
I feel like the thing that makes Saved by the Bell's misogyny somewhat watchable is that it's such a caricature. Like, nobody really talks like that.
Yeah.
And it's still terrible. Like, I cannot show our child Saved by the Bell, the classic one, because I watched it recently. And this, listener, this used to be my favorite show. I used to watch the shit out of some Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Like, you can attest. I would watch it every morning as a grown-up.
Confirmed.
Yes.
Like, while getting ready
all
for work,
time.
Saved by the Bell would be playing.
Yes.
As adults.
Yes. Was excited for our child to watch it. Went back and watched a couple of episodes, and it's like a switch flipped. Like, they are so mean to each other. They're best friends, and they are so mean to each other.
Awful.
And the misogyny is just like through the roof. But the whole, like, it is a cartoon. The whole thing is a cartoon.
Yeah.
I don't think that Buffy can claim the same thing.
No.
Buffy's trying to claim, this is how people act.
Yeah.
This is how kids this age act. And I don't think, like, the way that they act is still a caricature of a horn dog.
Yeah.
Like, Xander is literally, like, stamping his feet on the ground when a pretty girl walks by.
Yeah, that gets better. He mellows. As season two goes on, I've noticed that he's improved. Not a ton.
Okay.
But he gets better.
Well, as an ally.
Yes. Tell me about how to be a good feminist.
Look, let me just say, I'm taking a stand right here.
On this episode of Talkin' Tofu.
I'm not taking a stand. No. I mean, I stand. All that aside.
Yeah.
That's not why I'm slowing down on the show.
Okay.
I would argue that I never sped up on the show to slow down. Like, I'm just kind of going slow.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like I'm going to bash it. Or like I'm being super hard on it.
Yeah.
I don't not enjoy it. I just don't get it. I don't get what the love is.
I wonder if you had to have watched it in high school.
And I promise I'm not squinting too hard at it trying to see what everybody else is seeing. Like, I'm trying to...
Let it wash over
right.
you.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And be there for it and be enthusiastic about it. The catchphrases... Or not the catchphrases is the wrong thing. Or is it No, it's not catchphrases because they're not like reusing phrases.
Like the way that they talk?
Yes.
Like their syntax.
Their quippiness.
The way they structure what they say. Flipping things around.
Yes.
Lots of whys at the ends of things.
It feels very contorted. Does it get more organic? I guess as they do it more, it just becomes like, yeah, this is the way they talk.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm only a few episodes into season two as well on my rewatch. And before that, it'd been over a decade. So.
Okay.
I shrugged, listener.
Well, things I like about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Giles is a good actor.
Yeah. He is.
I have suspicions about his girlfriend.
Okay.
I mean, she's clearly bad. She's going to be bad.
Okay.
I have suspicions. Because he's starting to horn dog, too.
Aww.
But he's doing it in like a polite, like fumbling hands way.
Like a sweet British way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's still.
Yeah.
He's the kind of like, I waited outside your front door for you to come out, kind of. Like I was not pushy about it, but I was persistent, you know, that kind of thing.
Ugh.
So I like that. I like Cordelia.
Okay.
I think Cordelia is very funny.
Yeah, Cordelia is great.
She has been very funny from like the first episode that Cordelia was in.
She is a really good actress, and she only gets better like okay. in the show. Like Cordelia's character becomes amazing
okay.
as the show goes on.
Willow's baby talk has got to go. Wait, I'm talking about stuff that I like. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I keep trending towards it's a gravitational pull.
You're having trouble.
Yeah. I like when there's not vampires.
Mm-hmm.
I think the vampires are a big problem with the show.
Well, there's going to be more of them.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know. And you said the makeup doesn't get better, and you're right. So I have a question. Those are three things that I liked about it,
mm-hmm.
and one thing that I didn't that I slid in there.
Yeah.
So I just met Spike.
Spike!
And everybody does that.
Spike gets so does great.
He get, okay.
He sucks.
He gets
right
better.
Now. He sucks.
He
but
gets
he
better.
Gets so much better. Yeah. Spike's great. Spike's amazing.
He is. He walked in with a piece of the scenery in his mouth.
Yeah.
Just like chomping on it while he walked around being like, literally being like, I'm Spike. I'm Spike. I'm a cool vampire. I'm better than you. I'm Spike.
Yeah.
That changes.
Spike gets really awesome.
All right, last question.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Angel?
Like,
don't say, I know he's a monster who's hundreds of years old.
He's got to be.
How
like,
old is.
Right, when
in
he was.
In the world.
In the world.
What age does the world recognize Angel as?
I don't know. In my head, when you asked that question, my first thought
thank
was.
Thank you. Yes, we did talk about that.
Yeah, you've asked me that before, but my first thought is 25. But I don't know.
It's not okay.
No, she's 17. It's not okay.
She's only 17. It's Winger. So I am going to keep watching.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see it. I don't see it yet.
I understand.
Okay.
I'm not making you watch this show.
You didn't. I know.
Okay.
But you are defending it.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm saying this to you.
Mm-hmm.
Also because we have a podcast.
Yeah, where yeah. we talk about like our day and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was Buffy Bites.
Buffy Bites.
It's time for Buffy Bites. Okay.
That was Buffy Bites.
I'm not going to do two. Hey, I got big pickle news.
Bandit's really excited about your pickle news.
I've been thinking about this for weeks.
Yeah.
Because we didn't record last week.
Yeah.
And when we made the decision not to record, I was like, don't forget your pickle news. And I didn't even write it down.
Oh, yeah. But didn't last time we record, you said there'd be pickle news and then
no,
you didn't say it.
We
what
didn't.
It was.
No. Mm-mm. I don't think that happened. I think we talked about how I had big pickle facts with Lee
yes.
while we were cooking.
Yes.
And then it didn't come up on the podcast.
Correct.
Anyway, I like pickles a lot.
Yeah. Pickles are great.
I like. If that's how you're going to respond, just let me do a monologue
okay.
on pickles, okay? Some prepared thoughts about pickles. Don't hit your head. Oh, my God, that was close.
I dropped my pen, everybody, and Dave could not
You
handle.
Were a millimeter away from the edge of that counter.
It would hurt
it
to
moved.
Hit your head on it.
That's how close you were.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I really like pickles. One of my favorite things is when you find a deli with a really good pickle.
Mm-hmm.
A really crisp pickle. I like to get the whole pickle, just the big old dong, and just like crisp into it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You get that snap. You get that crunch. I don't go to a lot of delis anymore because not a lot of vegan options at delis, right?
Yeah. For
so
the
you
most
miss part. Out on that pickle.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, we went buck wild during the pandemic at like ordering pickles and olives and stuff and making little charcuteries. Every night
yes.
as our snack option, which is a great snack option because it's not, you're not like junking out and picking out, right?
Mm-hmm. Much healthier than like something out of the air fryer.
But the problem is all the pickles that I could find when I was ordering, and this is translated to in person when I'm shopping, all the pickles and all the pickle jars, like, they don't have that snap that a deli pickle has.
Mm-hmm. Floppy pickle.
Floppy pickles. Yeah. So what, again, like, I don't feel like you're here with me on this, but we did find a floppy pickle that we do like, which is the Wickles. Mm-hmm. Wickles changed our lives.
Oh, that brine.
We get the slices, which I'm not talking about slices, but those are good slices to have in a little charcuterie. Mm-hmm. They also have pickled. This isn't the pickle news, by the way.
No, this is a pickle sidebar.
All right. We also got the Wickles okra. We also get the relish, and the relish is like a life changer upon a life changer.
Oh my gosh.
The Wickles relish.
I put that relish in a macaroni salad, and it was incredible.
But I'll tell you that my pickle dreams were still unfulfilled, because any spear or whole pickle, sweet or dill, was soft. It was soft. It didn't have that snap. So what I discovered two Saturdays ago as I was purchasing food items for the breakfast sandwich cook-off, Becky, there's a second pickle section at the Kroger.
What?
There is a second pickle section at the Kroger.
Oh my gosh.
In the refrigerated aisle. Featuring pickles that have never not been refrigerated.
Oh my gosh.
And that was where I found a jar of Clausen's. Jar of Clausen's whole pickles. I brought them home. I said, don't get excited. End of the day, you might have just bought cold pickles. But I brought them home, stuck a fork in there, pulled out a pickle. It was maybe the size of, like, if you have a medium-sized hand and you spread all of your fingers out. Like, I realized that this is what you did in high school to, like, figure out what your dick size was.
Is it?
Do you know this?
That's
what...
No, as I am not an owner of one, so that's not
I'm aware, but you still talked about them?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this was an exercise that people would go through to be like, that's how big your dick is.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, what were you going to say? What were you going to say?
I was going to say,
she looked at it real hard, and then she had a thought, and then she filed it, and then she said, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, the pickle is about from thumb to pinky.
Okay.
About that size pickle. Put the fork in, pulled it out, took a bite. Snap, baby. Snap.
Wow.
It's a deli pickle. It's a deli pickle. It changed my life. I ate the whole jar of pickles in a week.
Amazing.
I went back this weekend and I got another jar of pickles that's twice as big. More Clausen's. And I'll tell you, that jar was cracked. So pickle juice spilled all over my hands.
No.
But then I got a jar that wasn't cracked and smelled the pickle juice on my hands for the rest of the grocery trip. But I've got those. They're spears, but no less crispy.
Mm.
So there's a whole, like, guys, if you're worried about floppy pickles, there's a whole pickle section.
That sounds amazing.
A whole second pickle section.
Incredible.
And they got the Grillos. You're like, you know the Grillos.
Yeah.
Those are a little too fancy for me. And if we're being honest, they don't have the snap. They never did.
Yeah.
They got those at, like, Whole Foods and stuff like that. And they're like, I'm not looking for fancy pickles.
Hey, while we're speaking about Grillos, someone on my Instagram shared a picture of a container of Grillo's pickle de gallo. Mm-hmm. Pico de gallo made with pickles.
Yeah.
And I have been looking for it ever since. I've never found it.
Okay.
So if I'll have to check
that. Bolo.
Yeah. Please do.
Do you know what that means?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Please bolo.
What does that mean?
Be on the lookout.
That's right. Well, you...
Yeah. It took a second.
I thought you filed away. What does that mean? See, it's a podcast. I got to pull things to say out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did. We dumped the drawer out.
Yeah.
This is where we dump the drawer out.
This is a classic case of dumping the drawer.
The thing about Grillo's is the container sucks.
It does
suck. It never closes all the way.
No, and I feel like it's all sloshy.
I need a jar.
Yeah, I wish Grillo's came in a jar. I agree.
Need a little jar. So anyway, yeah, if you're wondering, you stretch the hand all the way out. And the pinky to the thumb.
Is the size of the pickle.
Is the size. Yeah. So as you go through the world. Now you have that knowledge.
Yeah.
So that's my pickle update. It's a big pickle update.
That is an amazing pickle update. That's big. Good pickles are big. I mean, good pickles are big news.
But you don't like pickles.
I do like pickles. I don't tend to go for like a big old pickles, like a dill pickle.
I want to eat one right now.
I like a sweet gherkin or those pickle chips on a little charcuterie. Like, I bet if we took that big Clausen and cut it into pieces, bite-sized pieces, I would enjoy
How
that.
How dare you?
Oh my gosh, Dave is so mad.
How dare you? We will not be doing that, but you are welcome to do what I do, which is stick the fork in it, pull it out, stand over the sink, and take bites from either side of the fork until it's gone. Eat it in about 10 seconds. You're welcome to do it. It's great.
It's so refreshing.
It
sounds like the way you eat a corn dog, not standing over a sink, but with, you know, the stick. And I thought, what if you put a stick in it and then cornbreaded it and fried it?
I think they do that.
Oh,
I think they do that. I mean, you could still do it.
Yeah. With those good Clausens. That'd be good. For some reason that, I'm like, oh yeah, that I'd eat. I guess because it's fried.
Huh. Well, sky's the limit for me at this point.
Yeah.
Because there's a Kroger brand of pickle. And when I saw it, I flashed back to one time when I had that pickle in 2018. And I was trying to recapture that moment. And I could never find like that pickle, that brand, that Kroger label again. And that's where they are. Oh. But they don't have the full pickles. They don't even have spears in that section. They just have slices.
Hmm.
And it's like, I don't want a pickle slice. It's the long slice. So if you took a pickle and sliced it.
Oh, like a sandwich stacker?
Yeah. A sandwich stacker, if you want to use the marketing term for it.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is just move my hand up and down while I hold another hand in place and hit the microphone to indicate how you would slice the pickle.
Correct.
Anyway, so that brand is back. Mm-hmm. Or has always been there, just over there in that section. And I've got my peepers out because I looked at all the price tags to see.
Oh, if there was a spot for them?
Yes.
Amazing.
I wanted to see all the pickles that were available. And they're all abbreviated and shortened and stuff like that. But I figured it out.
It's like a little puzzle.
Yeah, it's a little puzzle.
A little pickle puzzle.
And it looked like they had full size. They had a skew. That's what they call them. A skew for the full size pickles.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping my eyes peeled. Going in every now and then and seeing.
I too will bolo.
You know what it is though.
Full size, Simple Truth brand.
I didn't say no, not Simple Truth.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like Kroger and it says like from the farm to your mouth in an hour or something like that. Like it talks about how local and short lived it is, you know?
I feel like Kroger's has a naming problem. Like remember those Scrum Dilly.
Fudge Dilly-ishes?
Scrum Dilly.
Fudge Dilly Dishes.
Scrum Dilly-ishes.
Scrum. There is no scrum.
No?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. Look up the episode title. I won't.
Anyway.
I don't know. Well, that's my pickle news.
Yeah.
You seem to want to move on. So I could do pickles all day. I could do Buffy and pickle Patreon episodes. You could have a whole podcast network.
Amazing.
What are we talking about? What's next on our list?
Next on our list is the Bomb Biscuit Company.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
Wow, wow, wow.
So Dave actually discovered this place and that they have, it's called the Bomb Biscuit Company. It's located is that Inman Park or Old Fourth Ward?
Are we doing this again?
No, we're not. We did this last night on the Beltline for like half an hour.
Yeah.
We're not doing it again.
Old Fourth Ward.
It's in Old Fourth Ward, and it is not a vegan restaurant, but they do have a single vegan menu item, a vegan sausage, egg, and cheese. There are no vegan sides, so we just got the biscuits. And I guess you could get like the vegan biscuit on its own. When was this? This was Father's Day, right?
Yeah.
Father's Day, I went and got these.
Yep.
So me and the kid got in the car, went out to Bomb Biscuit Company, picked up some vegan sausage, egg, and cheeses. And I was so confused about this place because we parked down the street from them.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked up and then I saw the little door and I walked in the door and it was just a counter
mm-hmm.
for to-go's.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a bummer that they don't have a dining room. And I wrote a note that there's no dining room because I wanted to make sure people knew it was to-go only. There's a huge dining room.
Yeah, big dining room.
Yeah.
I dined there a week later when I went.
It's the next door over.
Yeah.
It's because of the direction we were walking. Yeah. I was like, oh, we're here. Yeah. I didn't see the whole other thing. I saw it when we were leaving. Like, oh, there's a big dining room.
Yeah, it overlooks, there's a little dining room that overlooks the path.
Oh, nice.
So you can have a nice view while you eat.
That's lovely.
Yeah, that's what me and the boy did.
So we got 3 sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits. I took them home, and we ate them on Father's Day.
The two options are
yeah,
sausage, egg, and cheese, mm-hmm. and just egg and cheese, right?
I mean, I'm sure you could get it without the sausage. No,
there are 2 menu items in the vegan section.
Are there? I only saw one.
Is this another case of they don't have a dining room?
Maybe.
Are you looking at it?
They also have a vegan egg and cheddar. There's 2 vegan menu items, everyone.
All right, so no, I laughed at this, but this might just be my own ignorance. Vegan egg and vegan, quote, cheddar, end quote, cheese on our popular vegan biscuit. Is the cheddar, like, is that a flavor or is it a type of cheese? Because I would put the word cheese in quotations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And cheddar would be the flavor, but it would be out of quotations.
It's an English cheese originating from the southwestern county of Somerset, England.
Okay, so they're doing it right.
Maybe. I don't think it's like champagne where if it doesn't come from there, it's not, you know?
Maybe it is, though.
I don't think so. I'm not getting that.
Okay.
Vibe, but I think you could put any of it in quotes.
Okay, well, you got the...
We got 3 sausage, eggs, and cheeses. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I love this. I thought it was a great flaky biscuit. I did think... I was eating the sandwich, and I was like, gosh, this is so salty. What is going on? And then I discovered it was the biscuit. The biscuit is salty.
I thought the biscuit was fantastic.
I thought the texture of the biscuit was great. I thought it had a good flavor, but I thought it was too salty for me.
I thought it was not too salty for me.
It was still fluffy and flaky, but it was salty. I ended up taking my biscuit apart. I ate the sausage, egg, and cheese like a stack with my fork, and then I put jam on the biscuit, and that was great.
You've been in your jam era lately.
I am having a jam era. I'm making jams. I'm using jams.
I'm still not there. I'm a butter on my biscuit boy.
Oh.
I'm a butter on my toast boy.
I love it. It's like breakfast dessert. You eat your breakfast and then you have a biscuit with jam and it's like dessert in the morning.
You know what I want you to work on?
Hmm.
You know what I want you to work on?
What's that? Tell me. Tell me what I'm doing wrong.
No. It's not something you need to improve.
Oh.
It's a problem that I have that I want you to solve.
Oh, okay.
Because you have the skills.
Oh, okay.
I want egg yolk.
Egg yolk?
I want egg yolk to dip it like toast into.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even have to be egg. Like, separate the two.
Just like a like bowl the two of concepts. Yolk. A yolky dip.
Yeah, like a dip. A breakfast dip.
A breakfast dip.
Are you fucking kidding me? A breakfast dip. That's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
Why don't we do that?
Breakfast dip.
Why aren't we doing... Is syrup the only breakfast dip that exists?
That's right, a savory breakfast dip.
Oh my God.
Almost like a queso, but eggy. Yeah. I have thoughts. I'll think about it. We'll do some trials.
Breakfast dip.
Yeah.
It's genius.
It is.
This could change our lives.
It could.
We could make $1 million.
Patent pending, everybody. Back off.
$1 million an hour, probably.
Probably an hour. Correct. So what did you think about? You said you loved the biscuit.
Let's talk about this patty.
The sausage?
Well, the egg is just egg. It's just a frozen just egg patty.
The sausage was a Beyond sausage, I thought.
No.
You think they're making that in-house?
You're so wrong. Oh. You're 100 wrong. Oh. You're 100 wrong.
Oh, what is that patty then?
I don't know.
I was, my brain was like, that's a Beyond patty.
I don't
check.
Think so.
Really?
It's bigger. Beyond patties are little silver dollars.
You're right. It was bigger.
It was big.
I don't know
I
what
think
it
it's
was.
Homemade.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was a good patty.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
It tasted like sausage.
It is
like uniquely, like somebody had their own recipe for how to make vegan sausage.
They did a great job.
They did a great job. I want to be clear. I think that this is like a throwaway corner of their menu. And it probably like for an Omni, whatever, like that rest of the menu. If this is the throwaway corner of the menu, this place knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I did not feel like I was eating a throwaway corner of their menu.
Yeah.
And it was very cool of them to have it.
Yeah.
I just mean like literally it's in the corner of the menu.
It is in the corner. It's so good. I think that for when Omni family is visiting, a great brunch place.
Yeah, yeah. I do want to say, I think there's more vegan stuff on the menu.
I asked about
the potatoes
sides.
I asked
and she was like, no.
The potatoes aren't.
I was going to get the potatoes.
The potatoes aren't.
I asked her.
Asked who?
The woman at the counter.
Did she work there? Or was she paying and checking out?
Oh.
You got to ask if they work there.
God, blew it.
You gotta make sure you're talking to an employee, Becky.
But I did ask. I asked specifically about the potatoes.
Okay.
And she said that there were no vegan sides.
Okay. I don't think she's right.
We'll try again next time.
I also had a cup of coffee with oat milk and sat and looked out at the lush green Atlanta path and watched people enjoying their day.
That's so nice.
Because my son watched ESPN behind my head.
If there's a TV in a restaurant, he's looking at it.
Yeah, that's all of us, really.
Yeah, it's true.
So, great.
Great.
I thought it was great.
I thought so, too.
I went there again.
I would do it again, too.
No, I went there. I did it already again. Oh. And then I saw Indy.
Yeah, you did.
With my son.
What a nice time for the two of you. That's so sweet.
This is Talkin' Toe News.
Hey, welcome to Talkin' Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast. It's a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news and read it, and then we talk about it. And sometimes Becky's interested and sometimes she's not. This one is a little bit of an oldie, but no less relevant to this moment right now. This is a Veg News article from May 28th, 2023. It's by our pal Kat Smith.
Oh. Meow.
9 vegan hot dogs and sausages made for grilling. Now, I'm a bit of a grill fan. I think that you are accommodating of that. I don't know that you love grilled food like I love grilled food.
I don't know that I do. I haven't found, since I'm trying to eat less, fewer Beyond and Impossible sausages and patties, I'm still workshopping what my grill thing is. I feel like if we were to branch out into other things, like skewers and stuff, I might get into it. But the packets are fine. I feel like the stuff in the packets is always just fine.
Yeah.
And then the burgers and the sausages are great, but I'm trying not to eat them as much.
But the veggies and the potatoes that we make in the packets are like, those are Streepy staples. Those are Streepy All-Stars.
Yeah, those are good. But I've been making myself little packets trying to figure out something and it's not going great.
Okay, well, so I don't know how to proceed here because I don't want to just read all the 9 ones.
No.
Because you got to give Kat the click, meow.
Yes, meow, give her the click.
Yeah.
But
how about you give me your top 3 vegan hot dogs and sausages, and I'll tell you where they are on the list. Okay. And then I'll tell you a surprise.
Okay, that sounds perfect. Okay. So my top, my 3. So health stuff, not with
right,
aside.
Right.
Okay.
We're garbage.
Garbage moment.
Health stuff aside. Gee, who do you think you're talking to?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to take better care of myself in my 40s. Okay, so Beyond Sausage is my number one.
Number one.
So good. For grilling? Gosh. I feel like tofurkey sausages are good on the grill.
Okay.
I really do. I think they grill up so nice.
So hold on. Let me read for Beyond Sausage is number one. When Beyond Meat dropped its line of Beyond Sausages back in December 2017, we were ready. Made to taste like a conventional pork sausage, these meaty links are crafted from a blend of pea, fava bean, and rice protein, plus coconut oil to deliver on juiciness. Plus, they're wrapped in an algae-derived casing, so you get that satisfying snap when you bite into one. The Beyond Sausage comes in 3 flavors, brats, hot Italian, and sweet Italian, all of which would be a welcome addition to your grill. Now, I have to say, this has long time been my gold standard sausage.
Yeah.
But I'm softening on it recently.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like the snap is starting to wear off. It's pickle notes all over again. Anyway. Tofurkey. Number 8.
Number 8?
No, sorry. Number 7.
7.
Variety is the spice of life, so they say. Old school vegan brand Tofurky makes three flavors of plant-based sausage that'll be right at home with all the fixins. Serve their beer brats with sauerkraut and mustard, the kielbasa with sauerkraut and quick pickled red cabbage, and the Italian with grilled peppers and onions to make everyone at the barbecue very, very happy. All right.
Honestly, the other sausage that I like is, I feel like it cooks too fast to do it on the grill, and that is the field roast sausage. They're too small. I feel like you got to do them so quick, otherwise yeah. they get overdone. I feel like we were always burning the field roast on the grill.
Well, Kat disagrees, because field roast is number two. The artisan vegan meat makers at Field Roast have nailed the experience of eating a conventional hot dog without the pork or questionable ingredients. Oh, they're talking about field roast
Franks.
Hot dogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, those are incredible, and we've never grilled them.
Yes, we have.
I would eat those on the grill.
Well, get them. The brand makes two kinds of hot dogs, the signature stadium dog and the classic smoked frankfurters. The former is made from pea protein, vital wheat gluten, brown rice protein, and faba bean protein, and infused with hardwood smoked sugar plus garlic, pepper, and paprika for that classic ballpark flavor. Meanwhile, the latter is made from vital wheat gluten for that extra meaty taste, and it sizzles beautifully on the grill. Pass the mustard, please. That's my preferred topping as well on a hot dog.
Mustard is good on a hot dog.
And Wickles relish.
Mm.
And jalapeno and mayonnaise.
Yum.
So here's the surprise.
Yeah.
Eggplant ballpark hot dogs.
What?
We all know about veggies, but we're always on the hunt for a recipe that showcases the truly awesome versatility of vegetables. For example, who would have thought that you could make hot dogs out of carrots or even eggplant? This eggplant hot dog, which is straight out of the BBQ cookbook by recipes developers Nadine Horn and Jorg Meyer, make use of long, slender Japanese eggplants and seasons them with salt, fennel, seed, oregano, garlic powder, paprika, and marjoram for a veggie-centric freak that's big on flavor without an ounce of meat. My wow. recommendation would be to skip that altogether because it's useless.
Because it's an eggplant?
It's an eggplant.
Dave hates eggplant.
I hate eggplant.
Yeah.
I don't hate a lot of things. I do not use the word hate.
Mm-hmm.
I probably do.
You
I don't
just
place
did.
Myself very much.
Anyway.
But it's bad.
Agree to disagree.
It's bad. You tried to trick me into thinking I ate eggplant last
you
night.
You did eat eggplant.
I 100% did not.
There were pieces of eggplant on that pizza.
I would have gotten sick instantly. In protest.
I'll have to call them and confirm.
All right. I like a hot dog.
Me too.
You don't, do you?
I do.
I love a hot dog, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I like one.
Okay. All right. All right.
This is Talking Toe News.
You know what else is hot?
What?
Capitalism. We'll be right back. So hot right now.
Ooh.
Oh, so hot right now.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, welcome back to Talkin' Tofu. I'm still David Streepy, and we are here to talk about Good Catch Fish Burgers.
Now's when we need the box.
I'm gonna get it. Talk.
Okay, so we've talked before about how Dave loves the freezer section.
Oh my God.
He's across the room, but he's still in here. On one of his recent visits to the freezer section, he acquired these fish burgers from Good Catch Foods.
I was at Seven Onda.
Okay. Was that the day they did the 99 cent ice cream?
The day after they did the 99 cent
no.
ice cream. Yeah. Which I had missed.
Yeah.
I missed out on. Yeah.
That's a real
they
bummer.
Their freezers were breaking. So they posted on social media that they were selling all their vegan ice cream for 99 cents. And it predictably worked like a charm. But I did find this. I didn't want to leave empty handed. So I found these plant based fish burger patties. This is the classic style. I like the Gardein fish fillets quite a bit. I think they really get closer than they have any right to approximating the sensation that I would get from fish and chips. And so I was excited to try something that was a burger. Maybe I was thinking I'd go fillet a fish style, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But at the very least, we got a little content, a little something to try and talk about, you know?
Yeah.
So we made these. We made sandwiches. We made tartar sauce.
This ties into a previous segment. We made the horseradish tartar sauce recipe from the back of the box, which is vegan mayo, relish, horseradish, black pepper, and sea salt. We had all those ingredients because they're all good. And I used, it says dill relish, but I used the Wickles relish, which is like a sweet and spicy. And I have to tell you that that sauce was incredible.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Now, I don't like to mix in, but I have a tartar sauce recipe.
You do.
That I think is pretty banging myself.
You do.
So maybe one day I'll share it with you.
I agree that your tartar sauce is great. We did this because we were like, it's right on the box. Let's do the experience as intended.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, it's nice to add your own sauce. I mean add a sauce that is a recipe that you made.
Mm-hmm. So the cooking instructions on the box say to cook them from frozen and pan fry them. I did not do that, everyone. I made them in the air fryer 10 minutes at 400.
No. Wait, hold on. 10 minutes in the air fryer?
At 400.
At 400 degrees.
Can you even?
Wow.
Y'all, so I had these just on their own. I didn't have them in part of the sandwich. I forget what we had as the side. Was it potato salad? It was that pesto pasta salad.
Oh, yeah.
And the pesto pasta salad is very substantial. Lots of pasta, lots of veggies. I was like, I'm just going to have...
Lots of pesto, too.
Lots of pesto. I was like, I'm just going to have this patty as a patty and dip it in the tartar sauce instead of as a sandwich with the tartar sauce. Anyway, I thought the taste and texture were so good. I tried the patties without dipping as well to get a sense for what they tasted like. And they had a fishy flavor and they were lemony. The texture was tender and that had that shreddiness that you would associate with like a fish burger. And dipped in the horseradish tartar sauce, they were so good. I would get these again, but I do worry because there's how many in a package? Two.
Yeah.
There's two in a package, and I'm imagining this package was not cheap.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not.
But wow.
I don't look at price tags.
You really should. Food prices are just skyrocketing.
That's what I found out one time when I looked.
Yeah. Ooh, you were like, oh, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, why would I do this?
This is bumming me out. Yeah, wow. I loved these. I would eat them anytime you want.
Really?
Yeah, I loved them.
But I hope you're ready.
Uh-oh.
Because the anytime I want is not ever.
Oh, no.
Because I did not like these. I thought, why would I ever choose these in a world where Gardein fish fillets existed?
Because these aren't deep fried. These are a burger. It's different, whole different thing.
I'll make it work. I'll make whatever Gardein is doing work because that flavor is so good. And this flavor is so bland. except for the lemony, which feels like artificial lemon has been injected into the patty to give it a flavor.
Wow.
And some chef somewhere at the Good Catch factory dusted off his hands and after injecting the lemon and said, "My job is done."
Oh my god.
Said, "Don't you want to add more seasonings?" He's like, "No need. I've injected it with lemon juice."
It does have lemon juice.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other stuff.
It was unpleasant. Texture, no real notes. It kind of had a crab cake vibe, which I think was good.
Yeah.
But a texture only goes so far when the taste is that bad.
Oh my god, I loved these. I'm so bummed.
The good thing about it was we made little burgers with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was still eating a burger. And that was fun. Here's the other thing. Don't take this the wrong way. This is a me thing. I don't like pesto. And that we were knee deep in you testing out a pesto recipe. So I had had pesto every day for a while. And it had crawled up into my sinuses and crawled into like the back of my throat. And I was like half pesto at that point. So normally if you're in a burger scenario and you're not vibing on the burger, you could be like, at least I got these fries. At least I got these chips. It was no consolation to then have the pesto pasta salad.
You were crabby about the pesto while you ate the fish burgers.
I was crabby about the pesto while I ate the fish burgers.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I feel like that knits together in your head a little bit more cleanly than maybe.
when I say it out loud, it's not as cute. In my head, it was cute. And I was like, that's cute. I'm going to say that.
The whole aquarium's in there. Yeah.
It's got everybody's in there.
Yeah.
Everybody's good. No one's eating anybody because it's all vegan.
It's all vegan. It's like Little Mermaid. They're all friends under the sea.
Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of Little Mermaid.
Yes.
All right. So Sebastian sings Under the Sea.
Yeah.
The first line of it.
Mm-hmm.
The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake.
Mm-hmm.
You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Lakes don't have seaweed.
No.
Number one.
Different from oceans.
Different. Yeah.
Last I heard.
They have water plants.
Listener.
But it's not seaweed.
Tell us why we're wrong.
Actually, seaweed is a general term for any sort of aquatic.
Dave did that voice, but I look forward to hearing from you.
Number two. What does Sebastian know about lakes?
That's true.
He's a sea creature.
It's true. If you went to a lake.
Did he hear people talk about lakes?
Who?
Scuttle.
Scuttle.
The scuttle wouldn't tell an accurate thing about lakes, and definitely wouldn't be like they have seaweed there too. It's almost like the line exists just to rhyme lake with mistake.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Anyway, these sucked, and I give them. Let's see, what do I give them? Oh, I give them a floppy pickle.
You give them a floppy pickle.
I give them a floppy pickle. They get a floppy pickle from David Streepy.
I give them a firm, juicy, crunchy pickle.
How big?
Thumb to pinky.
Thumb to pinky. That's some pickle.
That's a pickle and a half.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Well, that is okay.
We did it.
A house divided.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Shocker.
Us disagreeing about food?
Are we going to eat these snack pies so you can get out of here?
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh my God. Okay, so listener, this box arrived a little while ago, and they have been in my office. These are from listener Jennifer, who lives in Seattle.
Hi, Jennifer.
She wrote me a sweet note, but I don't think it was intended to be read on the pod. She's, I think it's just like,
okay.
But also in the box, she references this in the note, but she got this shirt. It says, "Bok Bok, being vegan is punk rock." And it's got a rooster on it saying,
aww,
"Bok Bok," which is
rules.
Very funny.
You should post a picture of that.
So in addition to the shirt, she included four of the 7-Eleven snack pies. We're just going to do one bite of each.
What?
Maybe we need a plate. Could you get a plate or a container?
We have to eat all of these today. Not right now, but we have to.
We got this. So 7-Eleven. I know. She's an incredible person. She sent us four of the 7-Eleven snack pies. I don't know how many vegan flavors there are, but these are all vegan.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
What are you holding? Tell him.
I'm looking for gelatin real quick. Because what if it's in there? Because remember the Pop-Tarts? Yeah, they use agar agar. Here we go. The one I'm holding...
I am agar!
...is a Boston cream pie snack pie. It does taste like a Boston cream donut. Mmm. Oh, my God.
It's good.
It is so good. The crust is really good. It's like crunchy. It's like a donut.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I didn't get much of the filling, though. I'm going to break this one in half.
Okay.
So that we can get more filling. This is the lemon. Dave's going to hate this one.
You don't know that. You let me be the judge of that. I'll tell you.
This one's good. The Boston cream one was better. I do like it. But if I were to choose one, and normally I wouldn't be eating four kinds, I would go Boston cream.
No, I think this one was good. I'm going to get this filling.
Mm-hmm. I should do that too.
Boston cream's better.
Mm-hmm. The lemon's good. The Boston cream is great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Up next is the apple. I'm going to break this one in half, too. That's the move. Ooh, look at that filling.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, boy.
Real apples.
Mm. That reminds me of the McDonald's apple pies from my childhood.
Yeah. Middle of the road.
Mm. I don't know. That's a close second for me.
Mm. But I'm saying, like, it's the middle of the road. Like, it's that experience.
Yeah. Oh.
I think these things, the thing that knocks these out of the park is the breading.
Yeah, the crust is so good. It's like, and you all know I don't love bread, but this crust is.
I love bread. I'm Freddy Breddy.
Freddy Breddy. This is the strawberry cheesecake snack
pie. Oh, my goodness.
Real fruit filling wrapped in a lightly glazed flaky crust.
That's oh, my goodness. Accurate.
I think they all say that, but I read it just now.
I see.
Ooh, look at that jammy pull.
All right. That's good. That's real good.
I actually, that's my least favorite.
Oh, it might be my most favorite. It might be that, Boston cream, lemon, apple.
Mine goes Boston cream, apple, lemon, strawberry cheesecake.
All right.
Honestly, if you see these, y'all, pick them up. You can't go wrong. They were all good.
Yeah.
Like I had, we ranked them because that's what we do. But even the last place, at least for me, I would be happy to eat.
Everyone's a winner at the 7-Eleven.
Hell yeah. They would.
We got a letter?
We have a voicemail. Listener, you'll recall that we reported on a previous Tow News about potato milk ice cream. This company that makes the potato milk ice cream makes also a potato milk. It's not available in the United States.
Doug.
D-U-G. Carolina is able to get the Doug potato milk in Sweden. So she, for the pod, picked up a container of the Doug potato milk and she tried it. And she sent me this voicemail with her reactions.
Okay, so this is forum correspondent Carolina testing out Doug potato milk. I'm drinking it straight up. And here it goes.
She really drank it.
Yep.
It's sweet.
Huh?
It's not unpleasant. I would say the taste resembles maybe most soy milk.
Okay.
I like it.
Soy milk's my favorite.
You do? Yeah.
Wow, she likes it. So we chit-chatted about this as well because this is a area of interest for me.
Yeah.
And she tried it on cereal.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me a photo, which I will download.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me a photo of pouring it onto her cereal with strawberries in it.
Okay.
And she said it was good in the cereal, and coffee it was not.
Hmm.
I told her it looked creamy in the pour shot that she sent me, and she said it may be her new favorite plant milk.
Whoa.
I know.
Carolina.
I am blown away by this news. Now I want to try it. I went from ugh to what?
I'm still at ugh.
Yeah?
But I believe that Carolina was genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me know what you think when you try it. I'm looking at you, Becky. Not Carolina. Carolina, let us know what she thinks. And all of you are welcome, as we've said multiple times, I'm sure, to leave us voicemails. We love to hear your voices. Mm-hmm. It's like you're in the room with us.
What you can do is take a voice memo on your phone, and you can email it to talkingtofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or you can send it to me via direct message. Well,
or just,
I don't know if I was able. I think she sent it over Instagram and I wasn't able to download it. I think it acted weird. Didn't like it. But you can try sending it as a direct message. Or you can send me your thoughts just written out the old-fashioned way on Twitter or Instagram at talkingtofu on Twitter or talkingtofupod on Instagram. I read and respond to every single one.
You sure do.
Carolina, thank you for being our foreign correspondent and trying that potato milk. We appreciate it. Thank you for doing that for us and for your fellow towheads.
Yeah.
Can't wait for you to bring it to the Discord. And you can find, hey, and also, thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod.
Wow, what would that be like?
Who knows?
I know, I think about it every week.
And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us.
Ooh.
Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show, and we need more people to discover it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell a friend. You don't have a friend, make a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Just to tell them about us.
Stop a stranger on the street. Grab them by the shoulders. Shake them.
Hey.
Hey.
Have you heard the news?
Have you heard about Talking Tofu?
It's not great, but you should listen to it. There's better podcasts.
We'll give you a moment to transcribe that script that we've given you.
We should put that at the bottom of our art, our cover art. There's better podcasts.
That'd be funny. Instead of rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah.
I'm on it. And I am Glue and Glitter on all social media, and you can find my recipes, including that pesto potato salad, at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Line Leader on Twitter. And
it's pasta salad. It's pasta salad.
Are you done?
I had potato on the brain because of the milk.
I'm Line Leader on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads, and I'm Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
Ooh, hey, I'm on Threads too. I forgot. You? Yep, well.
We're talking tofu pot on Threads too.
We are?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Come hang with us.
Mm-hmm.
Come engage with us.
Do it.
Let's make some beautiful engagement together. Let's get some numbers.
Talking Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats.
What?
Goodbye.
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 You're staring at me. Look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.